Highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes. It's supposed to be rather unsettled with some thundery storms forecast along the coast. Highs of 31 degrees in Saint-Tropez in the Var. And this evening going down to 23 degrees in the Outremer and 19 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, mainly fine with some passing cloud. Highs of 30 to 33 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:45 and will set this evening at 19 minutes past 8. The sea temperature today in Nice is 25 degrees and the UV level is 7. In Glasgow, 16 degrees with light cloud. Lyon, 27 degrees and sunny. Barcelona, 26 degrees with sunny intervals. And Palma, 29 degrees and sunny intervals. Good morning, you're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Today's top local news story, the A7 motorway in the Bouches-du-Rhône has been closed due to the outbreak of a forest fire on Sunday afternoon. The blaze, situated near to the town of Vitrolles, led to the motorway being closed and several homes were destroyed. And in sport, Bayern Munich have won every game they've played in the Champions League. And they didn't stop there. In the final last night, they beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. I'll be telling you that the simple bare necessities delight. Apparently, Baloo's song in The Jungle Book is voted Disney's most uplifting tune. And the glass that leaves you shaken and slurred. And also, a new survey has suggested that the popular Karen Mame has left most Britons with negative thoughts about the name. All of that coming up in this morning's show. But first, how was your weekend? Mine was eventful without being eventful. And I wonder, how did I get here? It's Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime. Quarter past seven and time for this morning's entertainment news. Scientists in Germany have held three pop concerts in a single day to investigate the risks posed by mass indoor events during the pandemic. About 1,500 healthy volunteers aged between 18 and 50, only a third of the expected number, took part. But the head of the study, which was carried out, said he was very satisfied with how the event unfolded. The study came as Germany recorded its highest number of COVID-19 infections since the end of April. More than 2,000 cases were recorded in the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of cases to 232,000. And in other entertainment news, Jack Shearman, the guitarist who appeared on the debut album of American rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers, has died at the age of 64. Shearman, who joined the band on their first US tour back in 1984, also co-wrote songs for their second album. The cause of his death has not yet been disclosed. That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning on the Full English Breakfast. So here are the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Under the Bridge on Riviera Radio, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. We'll have today's comedy clip, and I'll be telling you about the glass that leaves you shaken and slurred, as well as a new survey that suggested that the popular Karen Mame has left most Britons with negative thoughts about the name. It's just gone 8 minutes past eight, and it's time for this morning's Guess the Link Between the Next Three Tracks, starting with this one and Be Young, Be Foolish, But Be Happy.
Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns, Tima.
Oh, David Bowie there, and 1975 hit with Young Americans. Before that, you heard the Bluebells and Young at Heart. And we started with the Tams and Be Young, Be Foolish and Be Happy. And the first one up this morning with the correct answer was congratulations to Joe. You got it correct, the theme being youth, being young. So, Joe, it's up to you to choose the three in a row for tomorrow. Simon also got it right. So did Katie. So did Sue. And Steve from Cannes got it right too. But Joe was the first one with the email into the studio, studio@rivieradio.mc. So, Joe, it's up to you tomorrow to choose three tracks with a theme or a link to them. It's just gone 19 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Yacht Carbon Offset. As you select those thoughtful touches for a perfect season's yachting, it's good to know how easily you can reduce your net greenhouse gas impact. Carbon offsetting complements the captain's efficient management of fuel and is ideal for environmentally aware or prominent owners and guests. Yacht Carbon Offset balances your emissions with equivalent carbon savings from green energy projects and has Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance Certification. For a week's charter or your year's cruising, offset today at yachtcarbonoffset.com.
Rib Club, the private members boat club for people who live for the freedom of being out on the water, but hassle-free. Enjoy the sea and create memories 365 days a year with unlimited opportunities to get out on the water with friends and family from only €6,500 per year. Check out ribclub.com for more information. Freedom is calling and spaces are limited.
Get ready. Steak and Shake, the home of the famous gourmet burger, created in 1934 on Route 66, has now landed on the Port of Monaco. Tasty burgers and homemade French fries. You'll love it. Steak and Shake, 27 Boulevard Albert I. Open every day from 11 a.m. to midnight on the Port of Monaco. Finally.
Legat Immobilier is the leading international estate agency in the French Riviera. We have over 800 properties for sale in the area, and our clients know that by marketing their property with us, it will be seen by buyers all around the world. Contact us today by calling 0800 900 324 or by visiting legatfrance.com. If you are selling your property, then this is the only address you need.
Louis Julien, jeweler and watchmaker in Cannes since 1862, bringing you the biggest names. Louis Julien, official dealer for Rolex, Jaeger-LeCoultre, Zenit, Chopin, Messica, Giuliano Creations, and many more. Louis Julien, luxury and elegance at all time. 71 Rue d'Antibes in Cannes.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 8:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. The A7 motorway in the Bouches-du-Rhône has been closed due to the outbreak of a forest fire on Sunday afternoon. The blaze, situated near the town of Vitrolles, led to the motorway being closed and several homes were destroyed. More than 250 firemen were deployed along with firefighting planes. 30 hectares of land were destroyed. Meanwhile, six people have been evacuated from an apartment block in Nice after a fire broke out on Sunday afternoon, shortly after 4:30 p.m. Firefighters were deployed in the Libération district of Nice after thick clouds of smoke were seen coming from the top floor of the building. The cause of the blaze is still unknown and no casualties were reported. The Mayor of Nice, Chris Nistrosi, and local MP Eric Ciotti have expressed their deepest sympathy following the death of 58-year-old Michel Maffoni, head teacher of the Vernier College in Nice. Maffoni, a well-respected figure at the Nice Teaching Academy, was killed after he crashed his glider in the Alpes de Haute-Provence. A seasoned pilot, Maffoni had taken off in his glider from the Fayence Aerodrome in the Var last Tuesday. Maffoni became head of the Vernier International College in Nice in September 2017 and had succeeded in breaking the image of the school's ghetto by attracting new students interested in studying Russian, Arabic, Portuguese, Italian, or Chinese. Four new positive cases of COVID-19 have been revealed in the Principality, bringing the total number of residents affected by the coronavirus to 112. The total number of people who have recovered stands at 83, and 24 people are currently being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre, which medically supports patients who have tested positive but show few symptoms and are asked to self-isolate at home. Meanwhile, France has recorded almost 4,900 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. That's according to figures released on Sunday by the public health body. A total of 4,709 people are hospitalised for COVID-19 infection, a figure that has been falling since last Monday. And the number of patients in intensive care stands at 383, three more than Saturday, but one less than Monday. An additional death was recorded, bringing the number of deaths since the start of the epidemic to 30,515. That's including 20,000 in hospitals. Seven departments are now classified as a high vulnerability level, including the Bouches-du-Rhône. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is in Cannes today for the book signing of his latest book, Le Temps des Tempêtes. Sarkozy is expected at the Autour d'un Livre bookstore on 17 rue Jean Jaurès at 11 a.m. Published on July the 24th, Le Temps des Tempêtes, which looks back on the first 2 years of his five-year term in office, is one of this summer's bestsellers, having already sold some 215,000 copies. Sarkozy also talks of the difficulty and the loneliness related to his function as the head of state, his marriage with Carla Bruni, the formation of his government, and the economic crisis of 2008. Nicolas Sarkozy will also be meeting with the mayor of Cannes, David Lisnard. One of the world's most luxurious yachts, the Flying Fox, has dropped anchor in the Bay of Porquerolles in the Var. The 136-metre-long vessel boasts two helicopter runways, 11 luxury cabins, and a crew of 54. In national news, rioting has erupted in Paris following the city's biggest football club losing the European Cup final. Tear gas was used by French police on thousands of Paris Saint-Germain football fans following the 1-0 defeat to Bayern Munich in the Champions League game. Despite France's capital being a coronavirus red zone, crowds had built up around the Parc des Princes, a PSG's home ground, and on the Champs-Élysées. Finally, contrary to a report published by France's public media France Info on Sunday, the UK has not ended the COVID-19 quarantine for arrivals from France. It's believed that France Info made the assumption following a bulletin also incorrect from another news source, which stated that the UK now requires people entering from France to self-certify as not having COVID-19 symptoms and not having been in contact with an infected person in the last 14 days. France Info later changed its article to clarify that the quarantine requirement had not been lifted.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, Chinese video app TikTok is set to launch legal action to challenge a ban imposed by US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's executive order prohibits transactions with TikTok's owner, ByteDance, from mid-September. Officials in West Washington are concerned that the company could pass data on American users to the Chinese government, something that ByteDance has denied doing. The short video sharing app has 80 million active US users. The UK's travel industry has reached a critical point and is calling for further support to stem job losses. According to figures, measures to curb the pandemic have already led to the loss of around 39,000 jobs. About 65% of travel firms have had to make redundancies or start a consultation process. And John Lewis is planning to replace its famous promise to match rivals' prices as its new boss plans to radical changes to the business. For nearly a century, John Lewis has promised to refund the difference in price to any shopper who could find an item cheaper elsewhere within 28 days. However, the price pledge, never knowingly undersold, has become harder to defend as competition from online retailers has become ever tougher. The slogan has been in place since 1925.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, Bayern Munich have won every game they've played in the Champions League, and they didn't stop in the final last night, beating Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. It was in what was described as a tightly contested Champions League final in Lisbon. Bayern Munich claimed the crown for the sixth time. Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Alistair Ross at BBC Sport, and Bayern Munich have drawn level with Premier League champions Liverpool on six Champions League titles. They are the European champions after a 1-0 win over Paris Saint-Germain. Bayern had beaten Chelsea 4-1 on their way to the title, and the former Chelsea striker Chris Sutton says it's a deserved win.
They work for each other. They have that desire. Goretzka in the middle of the park was an absolute animal in there, breaking the play up, and they were the better team. The difference was, in this game, is they were fitter, they were stronger, and that's what won them the game.
Leicester City are eyeing the Ajax defender Nicolas Taliafico as a replacement for the Chelsea-bound Ben Chilwell. The Argentine has 2 years left on his contract with the Dutch side. The Foxes set to receive $65 million for Chilwell's move to Stamford Bridge. BBC Sport understands Wolves are keen to sign the Arsenal defender Ainsley Maitland-Niles. The 22-year-old made 32 appearances for Arsenal last season and started the FA Cup final win over Chelsea. The Gunners would be open to offers in the region of $25 million, Newcastle and Everton, the other interested parties. Defender Phil Jagielka and midfielder Jack Rodwell have signed new one-year contracts at Sheffield United. 38-year-old Jagielka and 29-year-old Rodwell had signed short-term extensions in order to keep them to the end of this season. And Manchester United's hopes of signing the Wales midfielder David Brooks have been boosted after Bournemouth admitted they would not stand in the way of any player who wanted to leave. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
In tennis, Britain's Andy Murray said he felt physically good after his opening round win in the Western and Southern Open at Flushing Meadows. Murray beat American Francis Tiafoe at 7-6, 8-6, 3-6, 6-1 in his first ATP Tour match of the year. Finally in golf, American Dustin Johnson won his second title in 3 months in style when he cruised to victory in the Northern Trust by 11 shots. The 36-year-old tied second at the US PGA in August and made six birdies and an eagle on his way to a stress-free 63.
Air France.
France. La France.
Is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
Air France are direct flights to plenty of destinations from Nice International Airport. For all information and some of the latest offers, you can go to www.airfrance.com.
Air France.
France.
La France.
Is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
For coast areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Out Maritime and the VAR, the general situation is a depression of 1,012 millibars. Winds are variable, force 3 to 5. The sea is moderate to rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,012 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is moderate to rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,017 millibars. Bars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio weather.
I've misplaced it. It's 29 degrees in Nice, Monaco. There it is, Antibes. Rather unsettled, apparently. Thundery showers are forecast along the coast today. Highs of 31 degrees in Saint-Tropez in the VAR. And this evening, going down to 23 degrees in the Outre-Maritime and 19 degrees in the VAR. The outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, mainly fine with some passing cloud and highs of between 30 and 33 degrees. Finally, Did you know? Now I've lost that bit now because I was looking for the other thing. Did you know that it could prove to be a real conversation stopper at the next cocktail party? And it might leave that famous martini drinker James Bond a little shaken, if not stirred. As scientists have found that serving drinks in outward sloping cocktail glasses increases the amount drunk by nearly a third compared with straight-sided ones. And it's all down to the way we sip from the glasses, they say, with outward sloping glasses, making it far easier to take large gulps. Researchers found drinkers with cocktail glasses downed an average of 30% more in the space of 10 minutes. You've been warned. You're now up to date. The news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc, and do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Pink Martini, anybody?
Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre.
Good morning. It's just gone 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you until 10. Today's top local news story is that the A7 motorway in the Bouches-du-Rhône has been closed due to the outbreak of a forest fire on Sunday afternoon. The blaze, situated near to the town of Vitrolles, led to the motorway being closed and several homes were destroyed. And in sport, in case you didn't know, Bayern Munich have won every game they've played in the Champions League, and they didn't stop in the final last night in Lisbon by beating Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. And there are a few unhappy PSG supporters last night on the port in Nice, and they were still there this morning when I left to come here to the radio. But now it's time for you to guess the name of the city, the place, with the next three tracks. All you have to do is take the first letter of the title of each song and send your answer into studio at rivieradio.mc, starting with this one from the Beatles, and Do You Want to Know a Secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen.
Feel his dear appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me here.
Like said Fred there, and I'm Too Sexy, and that wraps up Guess the City. There you heard the 1991 track from Right Said Fred. Before that, the Brit pop era group Supergrass, a 1995 hit with All Right, Smokey Robinson and Being With You, Bill Withers and Use Me, and we started with the Beatles and Do You Want to Know a Secret? And the answer was, well done to David, who was first up this morning. It was indeed Dubai. Just gone 23 minutes past 9 o'clock. All the local news, sport and weather is coming up after this one from Shawn Mendes and Falling All In You on Riviera Radio, La Radio de la Côte d'Azur in English.
Sunrise with you on my chest, no plans in the place where I live. Daybreak, open your eyes, cause this was only ever meant to be for one night. Still, we're changing our minds.
Riviera Radio.
Highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, rather unsettled. It's okay here in Monaco at the moment, but they have forecast rather thundery showers along the coast. Highs of 31 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var, and this evening going down to 23 degrees in the Outre-Maritime and 19 degrees in the Var. And the outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, mainly fine, with some passing cloud, highs of 30 to 33 degrees. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sport and weather. Mark Abson will be here this afternoon keeping you company with Riviera Radio's Drive Time. And I'll be back again tomorrow morning with another edition of the Full English Breakfast. Do hope you can join me. Thanks for all your emails and taking part. You're the ones that make it possible. I'll leave you with the Police and Every Breath You Take. Speak to you later. Take care. Have a great morning. Bye.